Providing answers,
changing lives.
Just discussing what we do. I be me and you be you. Right?
Yeah, that's not a hard thing to do.
He's going, Dr. Seuss.
I be me and you be you.
Oh, God. Infinite Spirit Radio.
Brought to you by DTM Wicked Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Infinite Spirit Radio with your host, Selena Rome.
And April Rome.
And we are here tonight, February the 6th, and we have a pretty exciting guest tonight, don't we?
You know what? This guest is, he's just awesome. And I think he's more awesome than he realizes that he is. I think he is strategically placed with different people in different situations. I'm sure he probably thinks that's a curse, but it's not. He's amazing, and I can't wait to bring him on and start talking with him.
Right, I miss him. I mean, that's my man, you know what I'm saying? Scott Grunwald is my man. And he's probably a lot of people's man.
I was going to say, since you're gay.
Well, yeah.
This
man, I mean, as much of a man, my man, as he can be.
Well, he can be your man.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm sure he would love that.
Like,
right.
Oh, man.
Right. Live from the She Shack.
Oh, the She Shack.
Yes.
Yeah. So Scott's been through a lot this year, this past year. He actually had a little medical problem happen to him. We're going to ask him to speak about that because that's his place, not mine.
Yes.
How's that, babe? Is that okay?
Good. Yes.
We're just trying to adjust the camera. In case you are wondering, we are also live on Facebook on April Rohn's Facebook page. It is public.
Mm-hmm.
So you can interact with us and possibly ask Scott questions if I can read them because I can't.
I did bring our reading glasses.
Okay, good.
Yes.
That's great. So if Scott is on the line, we're going to check and see. Scott, are you with us?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm trying to share that thing. I'm fine. Wait, I don't know how to do it. Oh, wait, there it is. April Rohn in St. Augustine, Florida. Share. Oh, that's not
there
it.
There you go.
Is that not it? Hello, everybody. So if you are watching live, you are on our Facebook page, April Rohn's Facebook page. If you are listening, you can go to dtmwickedradio.com/listen. You can listen live or watch live. Or I want to welcome you who are listening to the archive after this has already taken place.
But we are now speaking with Mr. Scott Grunwald. How are you doing lately?
You know what? When was my friend Eric say, oh, if I was a puppy, I'd need two tails. I'm happy. So it's been good. I'm getting back on the horse, and horse is pissed, but I don't know. It's a brilliant new world. That's what I'm thinking.
It is, right?
I don't know.
I wanted to ask, you know me. I like to get to the core. I like to go deep.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a few years ago, I interviewed you, and we talked about kinds of readings, actually, which I won't go into, but it was special. And this time I really wanted to go into life and how many of us are facing obstacles and how we overcome them, because you kind of went through a big obstacle last year medically. What happened?
I fell down. That's what my wife told me to tell everybody. No, I had a thing. I mean, I had a stroke, and oh my God, you talk about a trippy. Okay, it's like It's well, terrifying for once, but for one thing. But it's the weirdest thing because just half your head shuts off, just the brain, the whole deal, and then your arm, and then you just fall over, and you get and you try to stand, but everything, it's like if you had if someone took one of your eyes out and they tilted it a different direction, trying to figure out which view is right, you know. And so,
yeah.
So I got into somebody's car, my son Cash, and he drove me to the hospital. And they go, "Yeah, you had a stroke." I was like, "Whoa, trippy."
Wow.
Yeah, life changing. So, I mean, it wasn't like a near death experience. I mean, so you're like, "That's kind of like a near." Did you see a light? What? No, I didn't. But thank you. I wasn't dead, but I appreciate it. But it is definitely life changing. I mean, really, did they put a yellow blanket over you? No.
No.
So yeah, it was an experience that I don't want anybody to ever have. But coming out the other side, it's like when Dorothy walked out of her house and when it was landed on the witch in Oz, and she went out and everything was color.
Yeah.
That's
totally different,
what my life is like now. Yeah, it's like now I appreciate the squirrel on my tree. Now I appreciate everything. I still don't appreciate my family or anybody that likes me, but I appreciate things like, I'm kidding, I appreciate things like birds and the morning and this new job. And, you know, it's almost like everything matters now. It's important. Everything's important. Before I blow shit off, you know, now it's important.
Well, it's kind of like the universe saw how busy you were and how you were going and blowing and doing, and it kind of said, "Whoa, slow your ass down a little bit." And
as harsh as
that was for it to do, it was like it slowed you down a lot, and it really scared the crap out of me because I had no idea what had happened, why it had happened, and. You know, I knew you were going to bounce back. I had, like, no doubt in my mind. I had faith that was not going to be a problem because you're just not going to let anything keep you down.
You know, it's my friends like you guys is why I didn't stay down. It's like I came out of there, and I'm like, I don't care. It's first, they're like, don't even try to talk because I couldn't. And then they get it, and a couple of days later, they go, "Well, we're going to try to teach you to eat." And that took a week and a half, maybe. And then they tried to put me on my feet, and that wasn't going. So they put me in a rehab place that treated me completely like boot camp, and I love every one of them for it. They're having me doing football things in a couple of weeks, 4 or 5 weeks. 5 weeks I'm doing training by tiptoeing through ladders. I mean, doing weird show tune dances to the side, putting on the Ritz, saying the alphabet backwards, switching back and forth from counting back from 100 Z, 100 Y, 99, all these things they did for me. It was like, oh my God. So now I have something to prove to myself more than anybody is, like I'm walking right now. This is my 15th lap today. That's a lie. 10th lap today. Of my neighborhood, I got to do it, you know. All the way bounce back, you know. They say I'm 100%. I can go back to work, and I'm going to do that. Inside my head, I drew this picture when I was in there, and it was an alarm clock, and they had me draw 3 o'clock. So they had me put the numbers 1 through 12, and then that big hand on the 12, and the little hand on the 3. Just draw that picture. They showed it to me. Weeks later, all the numbers were on one side. I was like, "Well, who drew this?"
Wow.
"Well, you did." So in the mind, it's so weird that I actually saw a perfect rendition of an alarm clock that they have drawn to copy. And then they said, "Draw a picture of two people holding hands." And I drew one person. I drew the other person on top of that person. Now, I like to be on top of people. So that's why I just blew that one out as fake stuff. But nothing I like better.
Not like that.
Be on top of somebody. So anyway, I don't know why I mentioned that, but it was just like something I thought of. And so, you know, I'm working on my comedy routine now. It's still shitty. Can I say shitty? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, actually, it's never really shitty. And you know, you're just like a breath of fresh air every time you go to any event. It doesn't matter how little the event, how big the event, you kind of make it, you know. The ukulele, the serenading that you did for me in Greenville that weekend was great.
You're trying to get my ass kicked by your wife. That's what you're doing.
I'm actually doing our videos of America.
Oh, isn't that great, Bill? That was like, so that's the one that a company hit me up and they go, are you still doing these things? Because we thought that was hilarious, the one that you and I did. And that camera, remember, it was the last one I ever did because the cameras were broken. They were all foggy. I couldn't get it to work. And that double camera thing that's on that one kind of phone. Anyways, that was funny stuff. And I think we played ukulele by church. And
oh, yeah. And a school that was for a church of
rock.
A church with rock and roll in it or something. It was crazy.
It was called the Rock Church.
And
I rocked.
Yeah, you did.
Oh,
you
man,
rocked.
That was fun.
And I have pictures of it and a video somewhere of it.
Yeah, I think I've seen it somewhere, too.
She talks about you like you guys are, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, she just loves you. And over, you know, since we've gotten married, I've had to get very used to this Scott Grunewald in our life. And now I'm fine with it. But we've had a lot of people message on the Facebook. In fact, on a lot of other pages, people were commenting, I love Scott. You know, he's awesome. He's amazing. People are still posting now. Michelle Cameron. But everybody is posting of, you know, how much they love you.
Yeah.
You make me cry. Remember
great.
That picture we
everybody
took on that mattress?
They want to know
the mattress
how
picture?
Much Cooper weighs.
Oh.
Cooper?
Cooper's actually my... actually, from my wife's body. That's, yeah. Cooper is very important. He's a weird thing. Okay, so it's like when it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, all the dogs are barking, and Johnny goes out backyard, and there's this little dog there, and his bark just running around in circles, pissing everybody off. The whole neighborhood's lit up now. And then he squeezes through the gate, and he gets out. A couple of days later, this lady comes to our house, and Johnny's not home, and she goes, is this your dog? And I looked at its teeth and everything. I go, yeah, that's my dog. And it's just like 10 weeks old, right? And I'm like, yeah, that's my dog. And so we put in cash in the room, and you got a dog, right? And then Johnny comes home, oh, no. And that's that demon that, and it's weird because he'll sit and, like, look at you. He does weird stuff. I don't know. I don't know. I want to put him in the movies or something.
He's a character. He looks at you like, what? What the hell? What?
Yeah. Right.
He's great.
And he just sits there. And it's like, are we done? No, get over here. Another big tool in my recovery was him. So, you know, now I have glasses, and I'm not wearing them now, so I see it too, everything. So there's things that are still wonky, you know, but I've become an empath. That's not funny. I'm sorry. I'm not an empath. I'm a psychic. That's better. What's the difference?
You got me all excited because, you know, I love empaths, but I will tell you whether you like it or not, and normally people that are leaders, people that are healers, we are thrown in situations that we don't like, but it's part of the plan, and I really think, Scott, more than you realize, present tense, you are used in a lot of different good ways, positive ways. I'm sure you can debate that with me, you know, just my own personal experience. I mean, people scroll through Facebook every moment of every day, and I come across a lot of posts, and anytime I read one of yours, I find myself almost like illegally laughing. You know, it's like,
right.
Is someone gonna come in? I know.
Thank you.
It's great stuff. I really think you need to
we
be
can
like
get away with a lot.
Table.
I think
yeah.
we could get away. With a lot. And a lot, I think me more than a lot of people, I mean, I put some stuff out there that people just like, damn. I mean, and it's not because I don't care if I have friends or not. That's not the case. I cherish every single one of them, whoever they are, all over this world, in my Facebook page, because they're there for a reason. We have a connection. There's some kind of connection, you know. I'm not really good at responding and stuff, but, I mean, there's some connection you have. And whether you have 5,000 friends or five, you know, there's a connection, and it's through social media. And here we have this me, and I put some things out there, and you're like, is he gay? Is he straight? Is he married? He's had just had an anniversary. Is he needy dating that one chick? What happened to that guy he was sleeping with? I mean, is he really in New York? Is he over in Milan? Is he down in Texas? Does he like Republicans? Does he like Democrats? What is his deal? And I know we don't talk about politics on your show, but I made it really easy for everybody. Just vote for the people you'd have sex with. That's all you got to do. I mean, that's all you have to do. Is just, you look at them and you go, if you had a choice.
I wouldn't be voting for none of them then, I guess. But that'd make it really easy. How about that?
I think the Democrats are good, better-looking people. I just do. I just, those are the people I would probably have sex with. But that's just me. I don't know.
I just can't. There's so many visuals flying through my clairvoyant head right now. So,
is there one with John F. Kennedy?
At...
That's the one I want.
There you go. Good case. Good case.
He was a
man of all.
Oh, my God. Did you see those old – man, he did those old videos where it was like PT-409 or 40 – I'm so dumb. I don't know my history. But he was on in the Navy, and he had those little Navy shorts on. I mean, so, yeah.
I totally missed this.
Jimmy Carter.
I.
What about Jimmy
yeah,
Carter?
I guess that part.
He's still alive,
really,
and I'd still have sex with him.
Let's talk about something we haven't seen for a while, and it's been actually on one of the main questions I have been asked over the last few days that we've been posting this show about you coming on. By the way, Chance Hancock with DeadX Radio says hello. I mean, we've got people on top of Facebook.
Love.
The question, the big question is, where is the tutu?
Okay, so if you were to go down, that's exactly where it was. I'll tell you where it was. I know where it was. So if you were to go in California, take 99 all the way south, like you're, and then you go east to Las Vegas. It's Las Vegas is about 6 hours from where I'm standing. The tutu is about 4.5. Okay, so you take the 58 and you head east. It involves an RV, a man named Juan. Another man named Derek. Yeah. And a cop. And so he said, you have to take that off. You can't drive through my town. So that's where it is.
Oh, so you've lost it.
But I take to John Little. No, just the one.
Wait, he's probably saying, no, I don't roam beyond the tutu.
Oh.
What are you saying?
Well, no, I actually, I have a new tutu, and it's really kind of cool because it's a pink tutu, right? But then you pull it off, and I pull a string, and another one pops out. It goes under my shirt. It's so fucking awesome. So if somebody rips off my tutu, I just pull this thing, and another tutu drops out of my shirt, right to my fucking jeans.
That's too many tutus. Yeah, Tabby Baker just said, well, I walked in on a weird conversation.
Chance
said
she knows.
Scavenger hunt for the tutu. And what's going on with the ukulele? Are you able to play the ukulele?
Yeah, I did this Feel Sorry For Me post the other day just for kicks. And it was a good, apart from the red flag suicide posts, the ones under are people that are just really just had a shitty day. And we always say, oh, they just want attention. But no, they've really had a crappy day, right? So I post one on there, and it's a doozy. I sent on the toilet. I took that crap for like 15 minutes just to get the whole wording right and everything on my phone, because I have to do that a lot because of the thing. And then I post it, and the next day I had 500 people saying, oh, man, oh, no, it's over. And I'm like, God, shit. Am I one of those people that want attention? Absolutely. Did I have a shitty day? Yes. So where was I going? Oh,
no. you're
pot's legal here, right? Oh, that's right. So blank, apostrophe. I planned the shit. It was about me not being able to draw anymore, that post. But I don't. But the ukulele, oh, my God. So every day I learn a song. I have to learn a song a day. Do I remember them? No. Do I write down ones I like? Yeah. But I always go back to the top three that I have, the the EVP song, of course, and whatever. So, yeah, so I had these songs. Like, I think I was playing the song Soul Sister, something like that. Yeah, by Train, when I was in Texas, when we were in Texas. And
right.
And I played that song, and he played it. I couldn't even pick it up playing it right now. So, it's a work in progress. And my new inventor friend Jeff is now, he's entered the BFF circle. So he creates a bunch of stuff. He got me a Les Paul ukulele. So
wow.
I know, totally bought my friendship.
Oh, no.
I know he's listening.
I almost had a very blonde moment. So.
You know what Les Paul is, though, right?
A guitar,
baby?
But I was going to say Les Paul makes flute ukuleles.
This is one. And
so,
and it's
very excited to this. The what?
It just means a lot to me that he would do that. And you know what? Now I feel weird because he's probably listening, and he's coming over here tonight, and there's going to be that weird awkwardness where, you know, what do I do? And so Jeff, thanks for the ukulele. He's listening. He's a big fan of yours. So.
Okay, when you were going through all this, you were hanging with Jesus, I saw. You were hanging with Jesus
was.
Pretty good. A lot. And then Jesus got in your head.
Yeah.
That sounded way bad.
No, it's okay. Because here's what happened. I have a thing. The family is first. My whole family shows up first. Boom, boom. And they're like, oh, Dad, you look bad. You look like shit. Thanks a lot. And then here he comes bursting through the curtains, just like a TV show. Just like he ran from wherever the fuck he was at, right, to where I'm at. Are you okay? Are you okay? I'm like, sit, dude, sit down. He goes, no, you're all right. You're all right? Are you okay? I'm like, I think this guy likes me. I really do. I think he might be fond of me. And he stayed with me all the way till I got home, pretty much weeks later. So, yeah. The first night he's like, "Well, I'm posting for Scott because he's had a stroke," and like, fucking Facebook went crazy. And I'm like, you know, I say the F word a lot because my new friend Jeff. I just want to make that clear. Even he's over here, he swears a lot, so I might accidentally say the F word.
Oh, you're right.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You're
fine.
Okay.
We don't have to worry about
that. Good. Thank you very much. Because it's Jeff's fault, in case he's listening. So, I like this guy.
Okay.
I really do. He's going to do something. There's got to be something wrong with him. I tell you right now. You know when you got somebody and you're like, this person, I groove with this person really good. You're like, and it's not a sexual thing. It's like a friend thing. It can be male, female, animal. I don't care. Spiritual. But you just groove with somebody. Yeah, that's not this guy. So, anyways, no, but
Chance,
there's got to be something wrong with him.
There had to be. There's something wrong with Chance too. He said that he had a call that someone was asking if he knows anything about a tutu found on the side of a highway.
Yeah, I have pictures of it because when I drove back to Vegas, it was still there. It was still there, like, 3 days later. Yeah.
I'm surprised
that
there are not.
I got 20. Oh, sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was trying to load my bong hit. Okay, what now?
People.
See, I've had a stroke. I can say anything. Well, here's the cool thing about having a stroke. You can use stroke. It's like if a black person uses the N-word, it's their business, you know? But now that if you have a stroke, you can do all kinds of stroke jokes. I mean, there's no, you've been there. You're one of the guys, you know. So some people are like,
true.
Wow, that's kind of cool. Bloody, really? Yeah.
You should do a ukulele version of Billy Squire's Stroke Me.
Already did it. There's something happens. I'm losing. So I checked it out. My Les Paul that was given to me by my friend Jeff, who's probably listening. I have an amplifier now and a pedal, an effects pedal, because it's electric. So I'm playing Stroke Me, and it's actually very loud and very pitchy and off key. So I got everything.
Well, you are very, very loved. Even people that don't know you that are joining us on the Facebook, they're like, this guy is awesome. Well, he's very cute, too, if you haven't seen his picture. He has the beard that I want to have one day. No, I'm kidding. he's beautiful. He's wonderful. The what?
Nothing. I like the beard thing.
What? Yeah, the beard. Not on me, though. I think it looks better on you.
Thank you. You know, I'm debating whether to shave it off, show my jowls and my wrinkles. I don't know.
Well, and you have great hair. I've never seen.
You guys
are going to
make me cry.
But it's,
with crazy.
Okay, the people watching, please give us some thumbs up for Scott's hair. Does he not have, like, the best head of hair ever?
Not only that, but
thank you.
Now you're going to have stalking. Let's see. There's a couple of girls on here that said, now I have to stalk him.
Yeah.
So just be ready.
Please do.
Yeah.
Please do. Please
so,
stalk the shit right out of me.
Yeah.
I want to be
so
stalked.
So how was your trip to Disney with your sister?
Oh, I totally played it up because I had a stroke. Did I mention that yet? I can use like my family. Okay, my family doesn't let me use the stroke thing. I get like 3 a day. That's all I get. I got 3 a day. And it's like, have you seen Atypical? If you haven't on Netflix, watch it. The girl administers the guy 3 cards. He's only allowed to talk about Antarctica 3 times a day because it's really annoying. So every time he says something about Antarctica, she pulls one of his cards. Well, that's what we do here. So I can say I've had a stroke to get out of 3 different things a day for now. So anyways, I forgot what you like the question. I don't remember it.
Disney with your sister.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah.
How old?
That, well, I had a stroke, did I tell you that? it was great. My sister and Diane pushed me around in the wheelchair, and then we pushed Diane around, and then we pushed Lori around. So it was kind of, we brought the chair just in case, because we're talking, those Fitbits hit like 20,000 on a Disney trip, and I'm like, I don't, you know. And so, and they both have step counters, and it actually was 17.5 or something. So we bought the chair, we got there before they opened, and we had shirts that said Twin 1 and Twin 2. Lori and Scott, because that's my twin sister, and I love her very much. And so we went there, and we were the most adorable twins at Disneyland that day. We were told that.
She is cute.
She's adorable. And people are like, you guys are really twins? You know, it's like, you know what, hey, yeah. And then you know, it's cool because I've had a stroke, so I can put my hand on somebody else's face now to balance myself. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, but that's funny. They legalized marijuana. Oh, yeah, I guess.
No.
All right. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, not there?
So where are we at?
No, it's not legal here.
No.
So send you some coffee, wink, wink. No. Send me some of that good coffee. I'm sorry.
Where is it legal? We've got, what, Washington, Oregon, California.
Everywhere but you.
Colorado.
And Nevada.
In Nevada,
yeah.
That's all
they
need is Sin City, like legal of everything. How crazy, right?
Well, they might as well. Cause
you know what? When Colorado said they had two problems with legalizing marijuana because they were the flagship, I guess you'd call it, on the whole thing. And they said, we have too much money and we don't have enough weed. That was it. They have made, they're taxing it 32-33%. Who cares, right? I don't care. I don't care what they tax it. If I'm buying it, if I want to get high, I'm going to buy it. Whatever it costs,
right.
It's like, that's like a bud, because we look at things like, well, that's just one bud missing, right? I mean, that's, now we look at a sack of weed, so, it doesn't matter, so, and if these other states, like yours, would jump on, I mean, so much goes to schools. Sure, there's some people out there, but it's regulated, and there's a lot of money being, made, and a lot of people getting high.
Yeah.
We just watched a great documentary, Weed Etiquette, and they have all the different episodes for different things, but we watched such a great one last night about these kids that
have cancer.
And
it's curing it.
And one of the
oils. Yeah, the CBD oil.
These are parents that are left with
really no options.
No options and or only month left of having their children. And so as a parent, what would you do? You know, you are desperate for your child to live.
Right.
And I just found it absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
Really, really phenomenal.
It is.
Maybe Timmy didn't. And if he'd have done it like maybe a year, maybe I don't know, if he'd have started the CBD oil a year before, maybe I would have had him a couple more years. Maybe his cancer wouldn't have gotten to stage four, you know what I mean? So,
but you can't really, because it didn't work. Okay, it did. It's done miracle things. We first started doing CBD oils. It was a while ago. It was so far long ago that it was still like, are we doing this? Is this legal or whatever? You know what I mean? We didn't care. We gave it to our old dogs. We had two old dogs, Junior Mint and Primer. They both have hip dysplasia. They're 19 years old and they can barely walk, but they're not. But they're just wide awake. So we start giving them the CBD oil. They're running around like puppies. It's like, until the time when you have to put them down. These dogs aren't feeling any pain, or they're at least their pain is suppressed enough where they can actually have a life and run around and do things. So then we said, well, hey, you know, my back hurts. Oh, my legs hurt. My shoulder hurts. So we started taking this oil. And I got to tell you, depending on where you get it, if you talk to Jennifer Durant online, she's the real deal. You can – they're giving it to kids that actually have HDA. Okay. Rex Williams, Destination Truth, he's totally open with talking about this, and it's awesome. He has a son who just didn't click with other kids. He was off by himself. He was a loner, and he had some problems, you know. And he's you know, so he's a young person. He's like elementary school. They start giving him CBD oil, okay. They said, just wait, and within 3 months, 3 months later, he's got a couple friends. He's answering questions out. He's reading aloud in class. You know, these kind of things. He's opening up. And they're like, they put it right on Facebook. I don't care what people think. My kid is actually having a life. Now, they're getting called into the school because they're saying, hey, look at this a wonderful picture your son drew. My son draws? Are you kidding me? Let me see. Oh, my God. So the oil, having only a tiny bit of THC in it, is never going to get anybody high, right? But the other stuff, the stuff that makes you better, it's doing things. People are living longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but myself, I just didn't. Linda still takes them, and she's up walking around and doing her thing. I stopped taking them, so I kind of had to. But I really didn't feel. I took them for a couple months, and it's my thumbs are bad. So, and it, I never, you know, it didn't work for me. But then again, I was taking it anally, so I don't know. I was using it as lube.
You know, I love this because on all of the work I do on Facebook, on my videos, it's always uplifting, it's positive, and you bring out, like, the inner pervert. You bring out this powerful side of me that I love, and I have to thank you for it because it brings us all back down to earth. You know, there has to be a balance.
Yeah, you have to laugh about a lot of things that are going on in life, or you're going to cry off the end. So, laughter is so much better, and I appreciate you for bringing the funny, because you definitely bring the funny, but you're also bringing some paranormal stuff back to the light, and I want to see what that's all about.
Oh, the new stuff?
Yeah, what's going on? What are you up to?
Okay, so years ago, in a nutshell, my son said, Dad, take the equipment, send it to the other side, and have the ghost investigate you. And I'm like, hey, that's cool. He's 9. We're at the Stanley Hotel. It was pretty cool. Kind of cool thing for him to say. Years later, he's in college. He goes, remember the idea of sending your equipment to, why don't you just send it off to Earth? And we're like, and then I'm like, okay. So what we've done is we've taken this thing and we're calling it atmosphere isolation. I don't know what else to call it. Within this area, we have magnets, okay, and a compass in the middle, and it takes the polarity of the Earth off the compass. So now if the compass moves, because if you have a compass and a K2 meter and you text next to both of them, the compass moves as well. It does the same damn thing as a K2 meter. Buy a K2 meter because you can look and see them in the dark, but I'm just saying that's the case. So but without that, it doesn't know where it's at. So now we've taken part of the Earth out of the equation. Okay, now it's noise. You know, 99.9% of EVPs are not haunted in my ears, okay? They're someone sneezing, dog barking, car driving by, whatever. I'm sorry, but those are my EVPs. Let's just do it that way. My EVPs are like that. Oh, so what we did is we put a microphone inside this thing, and we took white noise, and we pumped the white noise into the microphone and the recorder. All this is sealed in something that could be submerged. It's that much of an atmosphere. So now, if the compass moves and the EVPs we gathered that are going, we take that noise out and see if there's anything in there. Any kind of voice, anything that gets within that atmosphere. We set these pods around. These are, we call them pods or LEDs or whatever. And we set them around. Then we take all the pods back to the shop and we go over the stuff. We take the white noise out of the recordings. We take any of the footage of the cameras that are pointing at the compasses because we're too lazy to watch them. And we put it together and we look. And we see what we data log. And so now this thing, this atmosphere isolation thing, it's kind of be catching on. We'll teach anybody how to make it. I mean, we made ours for like $30, I think.
Wow.
You know, magnets and magnets, compass. Oh well, and your recorder, whatever that costs. Some old speakers, and it's all Bluetooth chargeable. So we take these things and we control them from the outside, remote control through the plastic because we can't break the atmosphere. So we get to these places, we set these pods up, and we set cameras on the pods, and we set the cameras inside the pods are pointing at the compass. We just set them around. And we sit around, eat chips, and watch TV, or watch our stuff. And that's how we do it now. We'll call out to them. We'll go in different places and do things like that. But that's the new stuff to us. We went to a stage where we were just doing compasses and bells because we didn't want to scare off the other side that would recognize a gun, but not a K2 meter, you know?
Right.
And it became this. And now it's become this. My son's idea when he was 8 or 9 is becoming a reality, so to speak. We should have named it after him.
Wow. That's kind of an incredible invention for even an idea for a 9-year-old.
Huh. So you're also filming In My Head. Tell us a little bit about what that has to do with. I know it's
every 2 years, Jesus gets hair. And he's like, he'll come running over, burst through my front door. Just like he did in the hospital, but this is how he arrives at my house every day. I got an idea. And this is his new one. And I dig it. I think it's shot through the goggle, those goggles with the cameras in them. I don't know what they call them.
Yeah, the POV.
Goggles. Yeah, and there's just a camera in the middle of his glasses. And then he'll put them on Cash or put them on me or put them on Jeff. And then he takes all that footage and he makes this project. And I think it's pretty cool, you know. And the thing is inside my head. Now, when he did the advertisement for it, it was just me, like, laying in bed really sick.
Right.
And it was touching, right? I guess, you know?
Yeah.
So he,
I thought it was going to be a documentary about you.
No. So, and that's what they call a hook. No, I'm just kidding. Strobe joke. I can do it. So I said, hey, he showed me the thing, and I go, hey, can you just take that? Not that I'm the idea guy, but I just think I said it out loud, so I'm going to agree with it. That just take that front part and advertise that, and everybody's going to think, even so the people that aren't paranormal friends of ours will watch it because they'll think it's about whatever. And then they wait. And then the show starts, and it's at that. And then it just switches off to total paranormal. So, I mean, I'm sure everybody watched it to the end, wink. I did, and it was pretty cool. But he, I think he was getting, if it would have ended with me, like, you know what he should have done? Ended with standing in a graveyard at my tombstone. Nah, that's not funny.
That's not funny at all.
It's kind of funny.
I don't like you.
That is not funny. You got another question.
I do have another question. Two things. First of all, I want to say hi to all of those that are watching us live on Facebook. I mean, we've got Diane Young that just jumped on. I've got my Cece. We've got Stella Maron still hanging here, Monica Davis, Christina Warnake. Tons of some great, great people. I do have a lot of questions about you possibly investigating Naked again.
It's okay, so check this out. One of the coolest things about a stroke is your penis gets like 3 times its length. It just happens. They don't talk about it. You're not going to find it on WebMD. You're not going to find it. But it's very long. And I'm like, okay, so, I mean, it doesn't do anything anymore. But it's like, so, I think, yeah, wait, what were we talking about? Oh, investigating Naked?
Yeah, well, it can carry some of your equipment for you.
Yeah, you know, I just had a Shannon Sylvia laser placed strategically in a part of my body. It's hard to carry your shit around. I tell you right now, it's a kind of a cool idea, and everybody's like, well, there's only one guy doing it. He's doing this, and he's doing the naked thing. Let's go talk to Scott Grunewald. And, you know, what? Are you really naked? Yeah, I'm really naked. Are you, how do you carry your stuff? And I'm like, I don't have anybody. So what I want to do is hire some, what are those things that, those people that walk through the, no, I'm not going to say that word. It's, I just need helpers. That's what I need, to carry my stuff.
An assistant. You need an assistant in the whole.
Yeah, but they can be naked too. But they have to carry like a golf bag.
I can't even.
Chance is so wrong. He's letting everyone know that you're hung like a Shetland pony.
My virginal ears.
I got a ponytail like one too. No, I wish. You know.
Right.
I wasn't blessed.
I did so. Some church peeps to just be prepared for tonight's show.
Gosh.
That really is awesome. No, it's good. They're good people. This is life. This is the other side. But
he's
you
got
know,
an impressive dowsing rod. We should bling it out.
Well, you shouldn't have one
dowsing
rod.
Divinely guide that puppy.
I'm not even getting into this conversation with you, Scott. And Chan.
This is funny stuff. That's fucking funny.
The girl when you walk out of the what? It's like
that's
boys
funny.
Are gonna be boys.
They are. And boys are dumb.
They're not dumb. They're very necessary.
Thank you.
In different situations.
Maybe we should talk to you about being a model for our divinely guided dowsing rod.
Oh.
Okay.
We could do that.
He could find. He's a major investigator.
Him.
He could find it with his dowsing rod.
We could cover his dowsing rod with a set of our rods. It's getting crazy.
Actually, just one of the skinny little rods would probably cover it. Believe me.
Too many rods for these pair of lesbians.
I want one of those ones with three. Oh, wait, that's not a rod. Yeah, it's like, I think I would like to do that.
That would be fun.
And I need a golf bag.
You know, I meant to ask you, what happened to Captain Weenus's uniform?
Which one's that?
Remember Captain Weenus at OSPH Hospital?
I don't
when
remember.
Brandon
oh.
was riding by.
I have, okay, it's right here. I have
oh,
a couple
God.
Left. I wonder where those came from. I have like, what do I have in here? I have the baby head, the Batman.
Yes.
Yes.
Batman.
Mary took those pictures of me provocatively posing on the stretcher in that old haunted hospital.
I'd love to interview some spirits from the other side to hear what they think of you and your investigations. That would be pretty amazing.
He's really actually.
I have one here.
To tell you the truth, he's a jokester now, but when it comes time to investigate, it's serious.
Yeah.
It really
it is. Weird,
I mean,
huh?
He is on point. It's not a joke to him. And for you, all of you watching, being on an investigation with Scott is an experience, and it's a great experience because I learned a lot from Scott. I didn't have a clue that a K2 and a compass was the same thing, and I could save a hell of a lot of money just buying a compass. You know what I mean? And it works the same way. I never knew that until Scott. So you learn something new from him every time you get around him. You know, whether it's about humans or about his body. Or
which brings me back to, you know, I always have to take the message and flip it to one that is going to change people's lives and lift people. And I want to go a little deeper.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
That's what she said.
with your stroke, how has it changed your relationship with your source? Has it changed your faith? Has it, what has it
yeah.
done?
Yeah, okay, so I've always struggled. Are you saying faith? like the Michael Jackson, what's his name song? It's Faith?
George Michael,
yeah. Are you saying Faith?
Yeah, how do you feel about your faith?
Is it stronger now? I'm sorry, I thought you said Faith, so I'm like, you're talking to a stroke victim and you're asking him about it. Okay, I'm kidding. My face is totally fine.
No, you're sure.
Yeah, I think here's the thing, because I come from, you know, God's chosen frozen, you know, Lutheran, to Judaism, to Buddhism, and to Catholicism, but never got the paperwork done. You know what I'm saying? For those people, but. Where was this? I found myself this higher power. Now, we pick one, all right? It's just like you got to protect yourself before you go into a haunted location. Some people laugh at people, some people smudge, some people think, but you know what? You got to let people do their own thing, whatever it is, okay? And somebody told me, if Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, most people, 70%, and you put a gun to his head and said, you know, and would you say, I will kill you? Or Jesus, and I would say kill Jesus. I'm sorry, but that's me. And then, but if they had the gun to my kid's head, I would say, you can kill me, right? Okay, so my kids have become this, it is just an old faded picture, and it's 10 years old. They don't even look the same. Well, kind of, you know? And it's in my wallet. And that's my protection, because that's my faith. I wake up in the morning and I count my blessings. There's three of them, you know, and one lives, two still living with me, and that's it. So I do find myself praying, and then I had this whole AA thing with the higher power. The fact is, if it makes you feel good, I never prayed and said, God, let me live. I don't want to say, God, let me live. I prayed after all of it and said, thanks. I think everything happens for a reason. We're this white canvas that you just constantly are throwing paint on for years. Let's say you get blessed by a kid, an adult when you're a kid. Okay. That's a chunk of paint on there. Okay. Sorry it happened, but it's part of who we are. Right. Then you may have gotten into crime, or you may have a beautiful life, or this is an amazing 16th birthday party, or you know, your first period at the summer camp, all these things that happen to us that are life-changing things are thrown on that canvas. So here we got this thing, we got this painting, we got this canvas, and it's who we are. And you can't take rubbing alcohol or whatever, you can't scrape stuff off. So we have to look at the stroke as a piece of the painting. I think the painting on my the colors on my painting now are much more brighter to me. Not that there's still browns and blacks in there, but I recognize them easier. So it's weird how I just kind of push that thing, the whole painting thing, and that's my deal. If I check out, then I think I just go to sleep and let people cry. I want a lot of people. I want people crying. When I go, everybody got to cry. You got it. I'll send everybody $5 that's in your chat room right now if they promise to cry when I pass away.
Oh, and all my empaths right now are actually crying. You see, it's the stuff that you say like that that is just profound. And,
oh, really?
You know, that what?
Oh, I didn't know. Go ahead. I love this. Go ahead. Keep talking about me. No, go ahead. I didn't realize it was like that.
Well, it is. I think that you say things that you put things in a way or a perspective that hits a lot of people. But you are such a neat guy. You're so down to earth that when you share information that is important, I think you just hit more people. You hit more people. Either that, or you know, people are just waiting for you to take their clothes off and put a tutu on. I don't know, but yeah. But we've got BuzzFeed watching. We have Jerry Perino from the Horror Dome that just jumped on. We've got some great people. Jerry's awesome. Have you ever been to horrordome.com?
Yes.
pretty cool.
I've got a guy with a leaf blower following me. Can you guys hear the guy with the leaf blower? It's like, obviously I'm on the phone, right? Can you not see me on the phone?
Okay. So, a lot of people watching are in the paranormal field. What is some advice that you would give to people, not new investigators, but people that have been in this field for a very long time? What is some advice that you would give them for our paranormal community?
And I quote the ghost in my closet, get out. No, I'm kidding. I would have to say, I've been waiting for that joke. Nobody's ever set me up. That was perfect, honey. My God. No, actually, anybody that's out there obviously knows that doing residentials can be damning to more people than they expect. It changes lives. We go into a haunted location. We say the place is full of demons. We say it to their children, and then we leave like, nailed it, right? People are in the field, you know this. I'm not preaching to you, but I'm not your mom or your dad. I'd like to meet your dad, but I'm not, yeah. So what I'm saying is we got to be careful out there, and they know it. So I'm talking to all the seasoned investigators out there that are in the field exactly the same way as I do. Spread the word, all right? Keep the newer people safe. Not just from, I mean, because here's what, you know what's going to happen. They post their stuff. They put it out there. Next thing you know, they're in trouble. And this damage they've done to the family. We have to, as investigators, prove that there's no such thing as ghosts. That's what we have to do. By all means, we have to prove that places are not haunted. There's no way a ghost is in here right now. We have to go at things like that. That's the only way we can gather any evidence if something happens. We have to prove places aren't haunted. And nobody gets it. No, I'm sorry. You seasoned investigators get it, but the new people don't. So when we go to people's houses, and I won't, we have to make sure that we talk to these people and tell them that's the air conditioner, that's this. We go through their TV to see if they have the Travel Channel. No offense, Zach. But, I mean, we have to see, we look through their books. You guys have done this. And they're like, well, they got a lot of books here on whatever. Just be careful out there. I mean, that's it. And also, you know, make sure you – fake everything like I do. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. Yeah, but it gets too boring. Just fake something. That's what I. And you know what's cool is I can say shit like that because it doesn't matter. Because you know why? I'll tell you why. I've had a stroke. That's two. Okay.
you could say whatever you want. You have.
I know.
Had a stroke and recovered.
You only
and
got
you're
one more.
Your penis and you're able to educate people and it's phenomenal. Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
I'm so glad that you are back
with us doing your thing because we were all rooting for you and we all love you and we want to, it's already time for the show to be over, but we wanted to thank you for coming on and taking time out of your walking to
that's all I do. That's it.
Yeah.
Yes, we have been praying for you. We always
thank
do.
You,
we pray for all of our listeners. We really wanted you to pull through, and you did. And we, this earth is a better place because of that. We love you, and we, the Paralesbians, support Scott Grunewald. This is a message where the Paralesbians support Scott Grunewald.
And this message is ad paid for.
Yes.
I love Paralesbians.
Yes.
I love
we
them.
Love you. So we are down to the last 5 minutes. I want to thank everybody for watching Infinite Spirit Radio, the last minute. We're going to go out. Scott, can you leave us with something that is inspirational?
Tomorrow when you wake up in the morning, sit in a different place. Don't sit in the same place you sat this morning or the last 5 months. Go to a different part of your house. I don't care how small it is. Sit in a different place in your house tomorrow. And when you sit in that place in your house tomorrow, have your coffee, smoke your cigarette, whatever you do, stay away from the place you've been sitting at as of today. Find a new place. I know the TV, you can see it better from where you're sitting. But tomorrow, I want everybody just to try it, sit in a different place in your house. That's it. it's that kind of sucks, but that's all I got.
But
we love you.
We love you. We want to thank our listeners. We love you, whether you're watching live or listening to the archive. You are watching Infinite Spirit Radio with April and Selena on DTMWickedRadio.com.
Everyone, be good and kind to one another.
Yes, life is short and life is beautiful. Add beautiful things to your canvas. Please follow Scott and see what he does. Scott Grunwald, who is awesome.
He will be in a lot of events coming up. He's going to be in Texas. He's going to be over in, where at?
Tyler, Terracon.
Yeah,
people
I know.
Are looking
I
forward.
Wanted to go.
You never know. You never know.
All right.
Have
love you all. Love
yes.
you, Scott. And we will talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.